from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Discussed during my lead, it is National Potato Day, and you can dip your fries into some Gerard mayo at 8 o'clock or thereabouts on this morning show. So,
Anybody ever won two Marconis?
The very first Mayo Monday of this season,
yes.
And I, for one, cannot wait. But before that, 7:30, we'll talk with Jelani Tavai and get his thoughts on this season and Thursday night preseason and other things. Yes, Courtney, what is it?
Well, I was going to say, we've never asked you, do you like mayo? on my sandwiches, on French fries. I like them on French fries.
I think it's well documented. Curtis one time exposed me based on a submarine sandwich that I ordered.
I think it's still in the freezer if you're hungry.
Yes. Extra mayo.
Yes.
I like Gerard mayo, but not.
Right. You don't like mayo at all?
Hell no.
Oh, it's so good.
No. Hell no. Unless you mix it into something, and I don't know, I'm not putting it on.
With the French fry, you do dip in mayo and ketchup. Delicious.
No. You surprised me with your order Saturday night when we were at Nancy's on the Vineyard with the calamari. I didn't know you liked calamari.
I don't know. My wife, that was her order. She
was?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't eat calamari.
I thought I saw you.
No.
No. You're no seafood guy.
No, so I don't eat. No, that she loves the seafood.
What did you think of the dirty banana?
The dirty banana was on point. I had, earlier in the day, I had the, which was really good, was a Greek wrap. Chicken Greek wrap.
Yes, very.
I've had a Greek salad before, but I never had it as a wrap.
I was like, all right. Did they call it a gyro?
Huh?
Did they call it a gyro?
No, it was just a
wrap.
Yeah. So I never had. I had it as a salad, and the wrap was like, oh, that's pretty good. Holy olives.
A little bit of feta cheese.
Yes, I love the feta.
I don't want to get too personal here, but is Mrs. Wiggins calling at 9? She said she was calling the show at 9.
Yeah, that's what she. What night was that?
Saturday. She had an announcement.
She was a little sauced up.
Yeah, she had an announcement.
That was Saturday, so that was what?
Do you remember her announcement?
Yeah, she says a lot of things when she's loose off the juice.
I mean,
I'm nervous.
I was kind of alarmed.
Yeah, don't be alarmed.
She said she wanted to call in this morning and announce, Curtis, that she is now for them screets.
that's what she said.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean.
She always finds a way back home, Curtis.
On the e-bike.
Yeah, exactly. She ain't going nowhere.
I love Wiggy, but she's the prize of that duo.
She was not happy with Jermaine.
No.
No.
See, no, when she starts to joke on me, it's like, okay, but as soon as I flip that and come back, and what I said, I say, you want to go here? And she's like, that's why she started blushing a little bit, because we get to joking on each other. But she don't like when I joke on her too much.
All right, well, I didn't believe it when she said it.
Yeah,
but
don't believe it.
I can't lose Pudge and my favorite marriage in one
night. You're not going. Curtis, believe me, I would never sign divorce papers. So
you just refuse to sign.
You're treating it like a negotiation with Bill.
I'm not going anywhere.
I mean, she was saying, Greg, I am for these streets. Yeah. That's what she said to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
But whatever. Well, I don't know what
her new man's going to be like. Damn, why is that guy always following us? That would never happen.
And Wiggy knows criminals. So
yeah, I told her I'm not going anywhere.
Good.
And Wiggy did a great job on the grill at Ernie's house. Wiggy was the grill master.
I was the grill master.
At Ernie's house, and you did an unbelievable job.
Yeah, either burgers, dogs, sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have, you know, if they had the steak tips. The only thing I can't...
You can't help yourself.
He's bumming hours at Ernie's house, and he's upset that Ernie didn't have any steak tips.
Oh, no, I mean, I could do steak tips well. I can't do the one place I struggle on the grill is the wings. Uh-huh. My brother-in-law does them amazing, the wings.
What makes them difficult to do?
It's just like when you do chicken on the grill, you got to make sure you cook it through. But if you don't do it the right way, you can tend to kind of burn it a little
bit. Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
You have to do the low heat, long cook.
But I like a little bit, especially with wings off the grill. I like a little bit of char on them.
Yep.
So you have to do them right to give you the char and where it's still not burnt.
Well, you did a great job.
I appreciate
when it came
that.
To working the grill.
You noticed there were two people working?
Who?
At Ernie's crib.
Who was that?
Let's think about it. Who was on the grill?
Oh, God.
Curtis, I felt like we were at Nantucket. Somebody was on the grill and the other one was on the dishes.
What is wrong with you?
Now
I would have jumped in and I would have jumped in and helped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, Lord.
And by helped, he would have offered DMs his help.
I have to say, Wiggy, it did pop into the head.
It did. You know, because somebody was like, well, who's going to do the grill? There was a few people. There was a little hesitation.
I thought it was.
Sorry.
I thought they had. It was weird that they had a change of clothes for you.
I did see. I thought I saw Brooke, your friend Brooke, Greg, our friend Brooke, over by the grill with Wiggy.
She was out. Yeah, she was out.
She was looking at the flames.
Oh, she wasn't a sous chef?
No.
No, she was just making sure Wiggy wasn't going to sue.
No, I'm good. I seasoned it up for everybody. I know everybody likes their burgers. Yeah. You know, the thing about burgers.
Did you make any blackened chicken?
No. We didn't have chicken. The thing about burgers, and it's very difficult.
It was weird when Ernie asked you if you'd go pull the car up for him later. That was a little bit strange.
Because some people like their burgers a little bit, like some people like a medium rare.
Yeah, I like a medium rare, and you did not prepare them medium rare.
Well, here's the issue. They were like, the thing about burgers when you're doing them on a grill.
Right.
They were still a little bit frozen in some parts and thawed on the other. So sometimes when you get them like that, they tend to fall apart and you got to be able to cook them just right. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to go too rare for everybody. Then somebody's like, oh, this is undercooked. And then you can't really throw it back on the grill. So,
yeah.
But it was a good time. I enjoyed it.
All right. Wiggy is now a vineyard guy.
Yeah, OB.
Yeah. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Where do you want to start, Shine?
Well, Greg, I give my commentary on quarterbacks quite often, but let's hear from a guy who's actually played the position at a very high level. Here is Peyton Manning at Fanatics Fest, just like Tom Brady was, with Stephen A. Smith, giving his top five quarterbacks currently in the NFL.
Right, so
that's number one.
That passion level's number one. I got Rangers are so hard. You get in so much trouble, you get mad about that. I'm a big fan of Joe Burrow. Right? I'm glad to see him. I'm glad to see him back healthy. Right, I like the way he carries himself. This Justin Herbert is as talented as anybody. Lamar Jackson does things that just don't seem possible with the football in his hand. He makes throws, he runs, and he's smart about. You know, he protects himself.
One more.
Josh Allen.
So wait, I only heard four. He had Burrow.
So Herbert. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
No C.J. Stroud.
Kind of an insult to Drake May.
No Aaron Rodgers.
No Matt Stafford.
I could see that. I mean.
No Aaron Rodgers is kind of crazy.
Yeah, see, if Rodgers is healthy, I still put him in the top five, me personally.
Yeah.
I think it's Patrick Mahomes.
Obviously.
By himself. Yeah. And then their tier two would be Allen, Lamar.
And you guys love Lamar Jackson.
Well, he wins 75% of his games.
Not in the playoffs. He wins 0% of the time in the playoffs, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, I know he's won a couple games in the playoffs. He's won two, I think.
Peyton Manning's top five doesn't really include the playoffs because he sucked there.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're just doing like, I thought we're doing regular season. Yeah. And then I would say like.
Just regular season.
I'd just like a two-time MVP.
I'd like to, if you could get me a top five regular season quarterback only, that's what I'd
like. Of all time? Oh, Dan Marino, number one.
But Greg, the other issue with this is like Joe Burrow's great. We all think he's great, right? Mm-hmm. He's the one guy outside of Brady that's beaten Mahomes in the playoffs.
Right.
He's just not been healthy.
Right.
Like you have to prove that you can stay on the field for more than one full season to be on that list.
Right. And if it is about championships, then the only one that's on that list is Patrick Mahomes. Like you wouldn't even put
Matt Stafford would automatically have to be number 2.
Herbert wouldn't be on that list, but I think there's Mahomes, then the second tier is Allen, Jackson, Burrow when he's healthy, and I would put Aaron Rodgers in that field.
Yeah. Okay, what's next, Sean?
Next, Greg, we can actually hear from Elliot Wolf. I talked about Drake May in my lead today. We talked about Drake May a lot. Elliot Wolf spoke to the media yesterday and had this to say about Drake May and his development.
Yeah, Drake, it was good to see him get in there the other night. It was really good to see how calm and collected he was. He got, headbutted at one point by Nolan Smith and, kind of made a nice play on that one. But he's steadily improved. He's just kind of put his head down and worked. He's a great teammate. And, we're kind of excited to see where his development can go.
Yeah, the million-dollar question, how close do you think he is to playing?
We'll have to see. Again, he didn't get a lot of snaps, like Greg said, in the first game, and he did pretty well in the snaps the other night. And it's all about building on those successes and kind of seeing where it goes.
Okay, fine. Right. I'm not going to tell you anything.
So does that make you feel good about week 1 as him as a starter?
No, it doesn't. No, it does not.
What do you think our takeaway is going to be from Mayo in an hour? Like, do you think he's going to be the same thing, basically, that Elliot Wolf said?
I want to ask him if there is a quarterback competition, as you said on Friday, then why are there, as Wiggy brought up this morning, has brought up several times, why are there not more snaps with the ones for Drake May? Like, I don't understand that.
And wouldn't you want to have this week be a week where you could mimic the regular season with Drake May? Jacoby Brissett started many games. Mm-hmm. He knows how it works. Give Drake May what Jacoby's had and see how he looks Sunday. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. Against
Washington. I mean, I would say that wouldn't that be a great opportunity for him?
And then do they play Sunday? I mean,
what do you mean? Are any of the preseason games?
I think they will because there's 2 weeks now between it.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Do you think we get any slights towards Bill Belichick during our first Mayo Monday?
No.
Unless you ask a question about Bill,
Yeah.
But what would you really ask?
Well, I think we could ask how the vibe is different or whatever. How's the vibe progressing down there?
Oh yeah. Well,
All right, what's next?
Well, one of you guys' favorite spots for a Bill Belichick return would be Dallas. And this whole CeeDee Lamb thing has been an absolute debacle over the weekend. Schefter was reporting that Lamb has zero intentions of showing up to any training camp the rest of preseason. So we'll even see if he plays week one for the Cowboys. But this is what Jerry Jones had to say over the weekend about the negotiations, or I guess imminent negotiations with CeeDee Lamb.
You never know. And so you have to get together, and you have to get together on a number. And I don't know a number, and he doesn't know a number. And so, well, we've got to get that done. I do want to emphasize, though, that he did such great preparation and work with Dak in the offseason. We know CD. We know what we're doing. It has been a great opportunity to see these young receivers step up, and have they gotten a chance to excel? So all in all, this is not bad.
Did he say he knows a number, but they don't know a number in the Cowboys?
He said that CeeDee Lamb didn't know a number either, but I'm pretty sure he knows
okay.
a number.
I think CeeDee Lamb knows his number. I think he's looking right towards what Justin Jefferson got and said, you know what?
That's my number.
That's my number. Maybe I might even want to be, you know, I'll be satisfied with Justin Jefferson.
Greg, I believe you and Jerry Jones have both been slow to adjust to the CD era.
Hey! All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, Greg, well, it's interesting. There's been a couple different quarterback jobs that have been officially given. This was what Antonio Pierce said about the starting job in Vegas.
Gardner Minshew's going to be the starting quarterback this 2024 season. Myself, Telesco, and Luke Getsy discussed it this morning. A lot of things went into it. It wasn't based off of last night. There's a lot of factors. So we feel like Gardner gives us the best opportunity to get off to a fast start, and that's what we're going with. We support him. Our team's behind it. Our staff's behind it. Our organization's behind it.
Okay, Minshew magic coming your way, Vegas.
Well, at least he's letting everybody know in Vegas, here's what to expect week one.
Right.
Where how many teams in the league do you think are like New England, where they still don't know their starter going into week one?
Probably
like
not many.
Three,
right?
Maybe.
What did Denver decide?
They haven't decided. Sean Payton said yesterday that he will not announce a starting quarterback.
And I think Max outplayed Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, Max not starting. See that contract Trevor Lawrence got?
Yeah. I'm just giving you a hard time, Sean.
I mean, an absolute bomb that he threw on that second touchdown.
Looks good for him throwing off his back foot against second and third cornerbacks. Good for him.
Right. I was like, when did Tom Brady return? Oh, wait, it's Mac.
He's the Chris Sale of football. As soon as he leaves Boston, it's like,
change of scenery.
By the way, he won his 14th game.
He's going to be in the Cy Young. He's going to win the NL Cy Young.
Very few people predicted that.
All right, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Thank you, Sean. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox dropped their last with the Orioles, splitting the four-game series with Baltimore. Cutter Crawford went 5 1/3, giving up 3 runs on 2 hits while striking out 4. The boys now in Houston to take on the Astros tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Caitlin Clark is adding to her record-breaking year after she broke the WNBA rookie season record for assists. She had 9 yesterday in the Fever's win over the Storm to bring her season total to 232. We'll hear from Jelani Tavai this morning at 7:30. Gerard Mayo during the 8 o'clock hour. Then Juwan Bentley and Josh Uche with Gresh and Hart today. No Christian Fourier. And John Jones and Jacoby Brissett will be with the afternoon show. Today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, pick up value pack Purdue roasted or Signature Farms chicken drumstick, thighs, or leg quarters bone in for an amazing 87 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, drumstick over breast, right? Every time?
No. No.
Oh, what is
no,
wrong with you?
I'm a breast guy.
Yeah. Well. That was the goal of that question. And we're back. It's 66 degrees with some mist. Afternoon high 78. Be careful if you're heading to Granite Links, Greg. Chance of some severe thunderstorms this afternoon popping up around town.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
A Patriots Monday, a Patriots preseason Monday here at WEEI all day long, and we will talk with Jelani Tavai in moments, and then we will talk with New England Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo on a Mayo Monday at around 8 or 8:15, sometime thereabouts. Patriots Monday, also brought to you by Sports Illustrated and the Sports Illustrated Top Performer of the Week. I guess, Shime, we probably should give it to Drake May based on his performance on Thursday night. Any arguments in the room if we
no,
do that?
No, I'd be on board for that
He was
one.
The best quarterback on the field.
Okay. Check out Sports Illustrated tickets, 50 million sports, concerts, and theater tickets, zero fees. Fans deserve better. Visit sitickets.com today. That's sitickets.com. And then the stat of the week is brought to you by Gillette. Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar. Gillette's ultimate shaving experience. I would say the two touchdowns that Mac Jones had on Saturday night would be the...
Greg, you're getting sucked in. I feel like you're getting pulled right back in. Right back to the
island.
I mean,
the man has looked extraordinary in preseason when given the opportunity.
Two tutties.
Right?
It's pretty impressive. Dropping dimes all over the place. Uh-huh. Where was that guy when he was here?
Well, you saw that guy season one here.
Yeah, we did. That is true. Maybe now it's the level of competition.
I think Curtis is right, though. If I were the Vikings, I'd be inquiring about Mac Jones, at least inquiring about him.
I mean, it's a perfect situation where the Vikings just gave J.J. McCarthy the new rookie deal. He's out for the year, and Mac's in the final year of his rookie deal, and the Patriots have already paid the bonuses, so it's negligible money. And, I mean, for our purposes, Greg, don't you want Mac to at least start, like, 10 games?
Yes.
Just so
yes.
either Shime can mock you or we can mock Shime.
I think he's a guy who gets somebody trades for him either before the regular season, start of week one, or during the season if he continues to play well like this.
Yeah, I don't think that experience here that last season, I don't think he's completely washed in the eyes of the league. I mean,
But the celebration after that touchdown pass, like the second you start feeling good for him, he acts like such a jackass.
With the O-line, yeah. He was like doing that. Yeah, I didn't love that. You're talking about the long one. Yeah.
And I would say, Greg, the league does think he's washed. That's why he got traded for, what, a seventh-round pick, sixth-round pick?
I mean, but going by that logic, I mean, I think Matthew Judon's better than a third-round pick, but it's just sort of the situation.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, if Judon was healthy, he's an elite pass rusher.
This is Walter. Hello, Walter.
Hey, guys. I watched that whole game. It was pure Mac Jones. With no pressure, he's perfect. You guys, his whole problem is when you get pressure on him, he's not good for the rest of the game. It's like, go watch that game if you have time, Greg. There was nobody near him.
Okay.
It's the pressure is the Mac Jones thing. Have a good day, guys.
I mean, he's got he now has a reasonable amount of game experience. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I think he's definitely moved up when it comes depth chart wise with those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be the backup.
The breathing exercises are clearly helping him in Jacksonville. Now, here was a little bit tough for him, but it's obviously Trevor Lawrence's team. This is an audition for him.
Right.
This is an audition for the 31 other teams throughout the league.
All right.
30 teams because New England's not on the destination list.
Well, it is a Patriots Monday, and Jelani Tavai is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And here he is this morning. Hey, Jelani.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Nice Monday, so can't complain.
I think... remind me, did we have some sort of an agreement that you were going to come in and make us fried Spam or something like that? I don't think that happened in the offseason.
Some of the bees, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have to try to find time to maybe bye week or something. I've been waiting for the fried. What's it called again?
Spam Moose Bees.
Yes. What you said. Yes, I've been waiting.
Greg, I don't know if Spam's on the menu given the extension Jelani got since we last spoke. I mean,
you think he's doing
it's always on there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to talk only about food, but the Hawaiian bun, which is now used a lot when it comes to sliders.
Oh, yeah, the Hawaiian rolls.
The Hawaiian rolls.
The best. Yeah.
Very good, Jelani. Underrated, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
At a time
this. I wish every store out here sold some.
At a time like this, you shouldn't be giving any credit to Hawaii. They just beat New England out of the Little League World Series.
That's true, yes.
So,
yes, in this
thanks
economy.
A lot.
Yes, that is true. we were
Thought
just
about it.
before we get to this preseason and the start of the season shortly, we were just talking about Mac Jones. Do you stay in touch with Mac? Have you talked to him at all?
Yeah, I did. I texted him after the after their preseason game. He had a really good game this past week, so I definitely wanted to give him his congratulations and. And I was excited to see him, back to how he plays.
Yeah.
Jelani, you've been in the league a long time. Kind of walk us through, as you look at, Drake May and where he is and some of the younger guys, walk us through the importance, in your opinion, on, live reps. We talk about, getting reps in preseason games and some of those, live reps that you'll actually be able to see out there. What's it like for, say, some of those younger guys, and how important is it for them versus maybe a guy like yourself who's been around and, you know, it's more about, you know, just getting the timing back?
I think the preseason games are important for everybody, really. You know, it's for us to, for vets, it's us, like, it's for us to dust off the, like, the rust. Because, you know, we come off from, you know, the off season, which is about, what, 3-4 months. And we, for defensive guy, we haven't tackled anybody for that, you know, that short amount of time. So it's really for us to get back to our fundamentals, our pad level being low, and making sure that we, you know, secure and make all our tackles. Because, you know, during the preseason, it's a little sloppy out there. A lot of guys are missing tackles. So for us vets, it's just for us to touch up on our fundamentals. For the rookies and for the young guys, it's mostly for them to build experience, you know, for them to know that they can, like, perform in the NFL, that they, you know, that they can, that they belong, you know. So it's really for them to, boost their, you know, I don't want to say their egos, but it's really just for them to build that experience and, we'll call it confidence, really, to perform well and, you know, get ready to make the team or, you know, perform week one if they have the opportunity to.
Jelani, a 3-year extension for you this offseason. When we hear about the front office, it's usually in a negative light. For you dealing with it firsthand, how was it dealing with the Patriots front office, you know, to get this 3-year extension done?
It was a long process, but it was worth the battle, I guess. But, you know, Elliot Wolf, Matt Groh, and Mayo, you know, we finally got to an agreement, and we both were really excited and happy to, you know, make things work. So it wasn't as bad as people thought, but definitely a long way.
What, Jelani, what has been the biggest difference between last season with Bill and this season so far with Jerod Mayo?
I think Mayo just has an understanding of the younger guys, so I think he brings a little bit different energy to the meetings, to the practices, and that energy that he brings never changes. You know, he's when you see him at 6 a.m, he's the same person that you see at 7 p.m. You know, some guys will, you know, they'll be excited and happy in the morning, and then by the time we get to towards the end of the day, they're just ready to go home. But Mayo usually has that same attitude, and
I don't know how you explain his personality. He's a funny dude, so
like, you know, it's great to have your leader bring that energy, because then, you know, everybody feeds off of it.
So basically, Bill would turn into a grumpy old man by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, no.
Hangry.
No. Bill is just quiet unless you talk to him. And nothing was wrong with that, you know. it's just different.
Yeah, it's different.
Jelani, were you surprised when the team went into a different direction with the head coach? And are you surprised that Bill Belichick is not coaching in the NFL this season?
Yeah, I'm surprised on both. You know, Bill's got a big resume with him, and you know, you can't take away from him that he's the best coach in history or whatnot. But I have a feeling he'll get back into the league someday. But I'm still surprised that he didn't land a job, but I wish nothing but the best for Bill.
Jelani, you talk about Bill's leaving and his departure. Another guy in Matt Judon, very productive for you guys on the defensive side of the football, especially when it's getting after the quarterback. How do you replace that production on the field? And, you know, what were some of the things that he brought off the field that you and other guys are going to have to kind of step up to do to replace?
Man, losing a guy like Judon is big. You know, that guy was such a vital, vital key to our defense. But
you know, last year we didn't have him for the whole year after Dallas, and we had a lot of guys step up to fill a lot of the roles that he was in. So we had guys like Anthony Jennings who stepped up, Uche, and, you know, kind of myself too at the time because I was playing a lot of the OLV position. But I think that we have a bunch of guys who are just hungry and excited to, you know, receive the opportunity and get more opportunity to showcase their talents as well. So it's just on whoever receives that opportunity, it's just on them to, you know, take it and freaking just, you know, and just ride with it. You know, get that high that you want, like during a game that, you know, you're that guy. So whoever it is, when our coaches decide week one, I think that person is going to be ready and excited to fill in that role.
Jelani, speaking of week one, do you think Drake May is ready to start in the NFL in week one, given all the time that you've had to go against him in training camp?
I mean, if he is, he is. I'm not sure. I don't know where. I haven't talked to Drake today, but yesterday, you know, he's building up his confidence, and I think he's eager to do something, but that's not my decision to make. I'm just here to make sure that they don't score touchdowns and we get the ball back to the offense.
Jelani, I know that you've said that you like to lead by example, and you talk about leadership in this locker room right now. You lost guys like McCourty, Slater. You talk about Judon now. How important has your role increased going into this season when you look at this team and the lack of leadership with the guys you've lost?
I'm not sure how different my role has been. You know, I focus on making sure that each day I come into the building with the same attitude. Because we still do have plenty of, like, leadership. You know, guys like Bentley, guys like David Andrews. And they're both, you know, leaders on the field, and then they're also vocal leaders, you know, who, you know, when there's a bad day at practice, they're going to make sure they're on top of, you know, they're on top of it and they're addressing the problem. So I think that we got some great guys at the leadership roles. And again, yeah, like you said, my main thing since I've been a kid is always just making sure that if I'm going to speak that I got to make sure that I could back up my words. So hopefully I've been backing up my words to the guys and showing them that I can lead by example.
Well, Jelani, we are excited to have you on every Friday as we did last season, and we are delighted that you checked in this morning, and we can't wait to talk to you again when we get to the regular season.
You need a wake-up call next time?
Oh, well, Wiggy.
yeah.
We'll give you a little...
Yeah, that one was a tough one.
Well, that's the Mayo thing. Like, that's a good thing is you can sleep as late as you want, right, with this new head coach.
we'll see about that one.
All right, Jelani, thank you.
Of course, you guys take care.
All right, that is Jelani Tavai. I mean, no surprise there. I guess the Jerod Mayo is better with the younger guys.
Huh? Couple little decent nuggets.
We've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Robert Kraft said on this show.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Seems like that is the
general consensus. That is the consensus.
And Shime's boy, Drake May, is hungry and ready to go. Mm-hmm. You know, he's eager to be the starter for week one.
He's an eager beaver.
Yeah. Listening to him talk about Judon and talk about dealing with the front office only leads me to believe that all of the players were on Judon's side throughout this entire thing.
So?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Jerod Mayo is going to join us around 8 or 8:15. So maybe we'll start on the news next,
yeah.
Courtney, if
okay.
You're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. That?
Okay. It is a Patriots Monday all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, it would only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this... in this economy.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotions.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say? You stood up.
We're going to start with some breaking news this morning, and I don't think you guys are going to be happy. Massachusetts lawmakers will not be bringing back happy hour to the Commonwealth at this time. This comes after some mass restaurants spoke out against the legislation. This is just developing. This just came out. So
we will remain unhappy in this state then.
Correct.
So the restaurants don't want
Some restaurants don't want it. I mean, Greg's a restaurant guy. I don't know.
People don't like it because they have to deal with people who are overserved.
Got it.
And so, you know, and they end up, you know.
Doesn't it bring in more money for the restaurant or no?
I don't think it really does. I mean, okay. I mean, I don't know. I like it because it gets people out. It's like, I don't know why it's 2024. Like other states do it. They do it without massive problems.
We have Ubers. We have Lyfts.
Yes. But I think it's like people, when it comes to drink specials, you have to charge less for the drink. So they're not making the money, Wiggy.
If you can get a bottle of Hennessy at 10 a.m. at a liquor store.
Right.
Anywhere you want to go. What's the difference?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but couldn't you just choose if you wanted to do happy hour, if it was legal?
Yeah, you don't have to do
right.
it.
Right.
So then why are the restaurants, it makes no sense. Like, why would you be, if not every restaurant sells pizza, should all restaurants, you know what I'm saying? Like, every restaurant has a different menu. Yeah. There's only other states, Courtney, Alaska, Indiana, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Utah, and Vermont are the only other states that disallow happy hour.
Well, you were talking about, running a restaurant in this day and age,
in this economy,
is difficult. Curtis, you brought up how much you paid for
chicken tender, basket, and a water, $24.
In this economy?
That was at the Marshfield Fair.
Well, yeah, to be fair, bucks. It was a very luxurious spot at a cafeteria-like shared table.
Yeah. So maybe they just don't want to deal with it right now. I personally would think it would bring people back out.
Yeah.
But they'll bring it up again, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Two people are facing charges after a road rage incident over by MIT last night. The incident happened around 5:15 near the MIT Sailing Pavilion when two men, Cesar Gutierrez and Kevin Osorio, got into it while driving. Osorio allegedly fired off a gun at Gutierrez after Gutierrez hit him with a blunt object. Both men were taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Gosh.
It was taped off that area with more than one car. So another car was involved in this somehow, taped off. We can hear from one area resident speaking with BZ.
It's just surprising because where would they have shot from in the middle and then shooting out here to where pedestrians walk is dangerous, and there is a risk. There are plenty of kids that walk down this street all the time.
Really scary.
That is maddening.
Scary.
Yep. Transit police are investigating after a man died when he stumbled and fell on the third rail at the Park Street station on Saturday.
Oh, God.
This is irrational fear.
Oh, yeah. Awful way to go.
Yeah. It happened right before noon on the Red Line southbound platform. Initial reports were that it seemed like he was maybe intoxicated when he came stumbling over. We can hear from a rider, Alexis Duddy, on BZ.
It's honestly one of those things where, like, unfortunately, it feels like a reality in Boston. It's one of those things that I'm not really surprised.
Up talkers in the news.
Yeah.
I thought that was male.
Like, it's like unfortunate. Like apparently you can't touch the third rail thingy. It's more electric than the other rails. All right. Well, that's sad.
Be careful.
Very sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. And we had two scary boating incidents over the weekend. Luckily, Greg was not involved in either because you were on a boat. And so was Wiggy over the weekend. First, a crash in Hingham Bay when a speedboat collided with a sailboat. It injured two people and sunk the sailboat.
Jeez.
Yeah. We can hear from a boater, Bill Norton, on BZ.
I was hoping nobody could hurt. You can replace a boat. A person getting hurt, that's a different story. Sailboat has the right of way over a powerboat. Every time.
Ooh, did you know
that
way?
I had not seen that. That's the only thing. I was riding on the ferry, the Sea Streak, and my wife and I were talking just about And that's the only thing that, like, that's why I don't really like to go too much in the water. There's no real structure out there.
Well, there is.
No, there's not. It's boats going, flying across big ferries and coming up, and then there's jet skis, and there's no real, it's lawless. It is absolute lawless out there.
It's the ocean is lawless. You are correct. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's angry.
And the speed boats slow down for the sailboat?
Yes, that's the way that works. Yes, because you have more power and you can maneuver. The sailboat, it takes a long time to come about.
Oh.
I don't know if you ever did any sailing.
No.
I was a sailing instructor back at Camp Thoreau in Concord. And so when it comes to coming about, I know all about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember those days. You took a very hands-on approach with the girls, which
it
I
was over
was
at White's Pond.
Uh-huh.
Curtis, I'm going to come back at you soon. I've been waiting for months, but I'm going to come back at you.
Okay.
How was the wind on the pond?
Very, it was okay.
Okay.
It was fine. It was fine. Yes. All right.
Well, then there was another incident off of Truro yesterday. A boat collided with a whale. One person was injured. There is no update on that person's condition, and there is also no information on whether or not the whale was injured. Something is up in the ocean right now.
Yes.
No, I tried to tell all of you, and this summer has just proven me right over and over again. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nantucket this weekend, the south shore of Nantucket, the waves were like 20 feet tall.
Yeah, it happens every summer.
That's also because there's a storm.
There's a major
there's something
hurricane
going on.
Ernesto, I think, is the hurricane.
Ernesto, yeah.
Yeah, so we're dealing with that. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news coming up.
Yes.
And we are awaiting our first Mayo Monday this season. So Gerard Mayo will join us at some point very soon.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, it would, I only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this, in this economy.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotions.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
We're going to start with some breaking news this morning, and I don't think you guys are going to be happy. Massachusetts lawmakers will not be bringing back happy hour to the Commonwealth at this time. This comes after some mass restaurants spoke out against the legislation. This is just developing. This just came out. So
we will remain unhappy in this state then.
Correct.
So the restaurants don't want
it? Some restaurants don't want it. I mean, Greg's a restaurant guy. I don't know.
People don't like it because they have to deal with people who are overserved.
Got it.
And so, you know, and they end up,
Doesn't it bring in more money for the restaurant or no?
I don't think it really does. I mean, I don't know. I like it because it gets people out. It's like, I don't know why it's 2024. Like other states do it. They do it without massive problems.
We have Ubers. We have Lyfts.
Yes. But I think it's like people, when it comes to drink specials, you have to charge less for the drink. So they're not making the money, Wiggy.
I mean, if you can get a bottle of Hennessy at 10 a.m. at a liquor store.
Right.
Anywhere you want to go, what's the difference?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but couldn't you just choose... If you wanted to do happy hour, if it was legal,
you don't have to do it.
Right.
So why are the restaurants? It makes no sense. Like, why would you be? If not every restaurant sells pizza, should all restaurants? You know what I'm saying? Like every restaurant has a different menu.
Yeah.
There's only other states, Courtney: Alaska, Indiana, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Utah, and Vermont are the only other states that disallow happy hour.
Well, you were talking about. I mean, it's. Running a restaurant in this day and age,
in this economy,
is difficult. Curtis, you brought up how much you paid for...
Chicken tender, basket, and a water, $24.
In this economy?
That was at the Marshfield Fair.
Well, yeah, to be fair, it was a very luxurious spot at a cafeteria-like shared table.
Yeah. So maybe they just don't want to deal with it right now. I personally would think it would bring people back out.
Yeah.
But they'll bring it up again, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Two people are facing charges after a road rage incident over by MIT last night. The incident happened around 5:15 near the MIT Sailing Pavilion when two men, Cesar Gutierrez and Kevin Osorio, got into it while driving. Osorio allegedly fired off a gun at Gutierrez after Gutierrez hit him with a blunt object. Both men were taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Gosh.
It was taped off that area with more than one car. So another car was involved in this somehow, taped off. We can hear from one area resident speaking with BZ.
It's just surprising because where would they have shot from in the middle where, and then shooting out here to where pedestrians walk is dangerous, and there is a risk. There are plenty of kids that walk down this street all the time.
Really scary.
That is maddening.
Scary.
Yep. Transit police are investigating after a man died when he stumbled and fell on the third rail at the Park Street station on Saturday.
Oh, God.
This is irrational fear.
Oh, yeah. Awful way to go.
Yeah. It happened right before noon on the Red Line southbound platform. Initial reports were that it seemed like he was maybe intoxicated when he came stumbling over. We can hear from a rider, Alexis Duddy, on BZ.
It's honestly one of those things where, like, unfortunately, it feels like a reality in Boston. It's one of those things that I'm not really surprised.
Up talkers in the news.
Yeah.
I thought that was male.
Like, it's like unfortunate. Like apparently you can't touch the third rail thingy. It's more electric than the other rails. All right. Well, that's
sad.
Be careful.
Very sad.
Real sad.
Yeah. And we had two scary boating incidents over the weekend. Luckily, Greg was not involved in either because you were on a boat. And so was Wiggy over the weekend. First, a crash in Hingham Bay when a speedboat collided with a sailboat. It injured two people and sunk the sailboat.
Jeez.
Yeah. We can hear from a boater, Bill Norton, on BZ.
I was hoping nobody could hurt. You can replace a boat. That person getting hurt, that's a different story. Sailboat has the right of way over a powerboat. Every time.
Ooh,
did you know that
way?
I had not seen that. That's the only thing. I was riding on the ferry, the Sea Streak, and my wife and I were talking just about, and that's the only thing that, like, that's why I don't really like to go too much in the water. There's no real structure out there.
Well, there is.
No, there's not. There's boats going, flying across big ferries and coming up, and then there's jet skis, and there's no real. It's lawless. It is absolute lawless out there.
It's the ocean is lawless. You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's angry.
And the speed boats slow down for the sailboat?
Yes, that's the way that works. Yes, because you have more power, and you can maneuver. The sailboat, it takes a long time to come about.
Oh.
I don't know if you ever did any sailing.
No, no, no.
I was a sailing instructor back at Camp Thoreau in Concord. And so when it comes to coming about, I know all about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember those days. You took a very hands-on approach with the girls. Which
it was over at White's Pond.
Uh-huh.
Curtis, I'm going to come back at you soon. I've been waiting for months, but I'm going to come back at you.
Okay.
How was the wind on the pond?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was fine. It was fine. Yes. All right.
Well, then there was another incident off of Truro yesterday. A boat collided with a whale. One person was injured. There is no update on that person's condition, and there is also no information on whether or not the whale was injured. Something is up in the ocean right now.
Yes.
No, I tried to tell all of you, and this summer has just proven me right over and over again. I mean, Nantucket this weekend, the South Shore of Nantucket, the waves were like 20 feet tall.
Yeah, it happens every summer.
That's also because there's a storm.
There's a major
there's something going on.
Ernesto, I think, is the hurricane.
Ernesto, yeah.
Yeah, so we're dealing with that. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news coming up.
Yes.
And we are awaiting our first Mayo Monday this season. So Gerard Mayo will join us at some point very soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In fact, thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!